Man is headed to prison for a stabbing in Alliance. 33-year-old Jimmy Stafford of Marlboro Township was sentenced Tuesday by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 4 to 6 years behind bars. He was found guilty at a July bench trial of charges, including aggravated burglary and felonious assault. Stafford was acquitted of attempted murder and felonious assault. Police said he broke into a North Lincoln Avenue home in September 2024 and stabbed a resident in the neck with scissors. The victim suffered serious injuries. Founder of Project Rebuild has died. Carolyn Hess was 85. She founded the Canton-based job training and education program for young adults in 1999. Hess also was a former executive director. Project Rebuild says the program opened doors for hundreds of young people through education, vocational training, and leadership development. Calling hours will be Tuesday from 3 until 5 at Christ Presbyterian Church in Canton. A Mogador man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison on child pornography charges. 23-year-old Adam Klein was handed the punishment by federal judge Bridget Meehan Brennan. He pleaded guilty in May to receipt and distribution of visual depictions of minors and sexually explicit conduct and possession of child pornography. Klein was also given 15 years probation, ordered to pay a fine and $3,000 restitution. He distributed computer files containing visual depictions of real minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct from January to May 2024. Federal agents found several accounts on social media where Klein shared the material. A motorcyclist is in critical condition after a hit-and-run crash in Youngstown. WFMJ-TV reports the motorcycle collided with a car at South and East Florida Avenues on the south side just after 1 this morning. The rider was found at the scene with serious injuries. The car and driver believed to be involved were found along Florida Avenue. The driver is expected to face charges. The Ohio Attorney General asking the state Supreme Court to uphold the sentence of a Youngstown man convicted in a fatal shooting. 30-year-old Levante Knight was sentenced to 58 years to life on charges including aggravated murder in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court in August 2021 for the December 2018 slaying of Travis Harris. Knight's sentence was overturned in June by the 7th Appellate District Court. It said errors in the case prevented Knight from receiving a fair trial. Attorney General Dave Yost says the alleged errors did not ultimately affect the trial's outcome, and his office has asked to participate in an upcoming hearing. A second lawsuit filed against Ursuline High School. It follows a separate federal civil rights suit brought against the school and its football program for alleged hazing and sexual assault. The new suit, which also names the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown, says the girl told her mother, who contacted the assistant principal and athletic director. They're accused of failing to report the incident to police or children's services. The assistant principal allegedly told the mother to not file a police report and said the school would handle it. The girl reportedly faced harassment by the player for 2 years, beginning in June 2023. The Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office now looking into reports of corruption in the Lordstown Police Department. The Ohio BCI was brought in by Police Chief Brent Milhone in April to investigate officers allegedly practicing unethical behavior when working security shifts at the Altium Cells plant. The investigation was in the hands of the prosecutor's office as of Wednesday. Police are accused by a citizen of improperly handling criminal activity while on duty at the plant. The situation was brought up at a village council meeting in March. A man who stole an ambulance from St. Joseph Warren Hospital arraigned in municipal court. Police were called to the hospital at about 3 a.m. Monday for reports of a missing ambulance. The vehicle was found and stopped on the Center Street Bridge in Youngstown. 40-year-old Nathan Queener was arrested and charged with motor vehicle theft. He's due back in court Monday. Nothing was taken from the vehicle, and it was not damaged. Firefighters in Wethersfield were kept busy Tuesday afternoon by a pair of brush fires. According to WKBN-TV, the first blaze was located behind a commercial building in the vicinity of Route 169 and DeForest Road. Flames were brought under control with minimal damage to the building. At about 2 o'clock, personnel were called to the area of Salt Springs and Owsley Roads. The property owner reportedly used a backhoe to assist in putting out the fire. McDonald firefighters assisted at the scene. No one was injured. Guilty plea for a man arrested in July on drug charges. 39-year-old Stayshawn Williams was indicted in 2020 for conspiracy to distribute cocaine, fentanyl, and heroin. He was one of 11 people charged in a 92-count indictment with selling drugs in the Warren area between March 2019 and February 2020. Williams also charged with using a communications facility in furtherance of a drug crime. He'll be sentenced in federal court December 11th. Man who pleaded guilty to multiple child pornography charges is sentenced. 20-year-old George Langley of Berg Hill will spend 2 to 3 years in prison on 8 counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a juvenile. Langley must register as a Tier 2 sex offender for 25 years. Howland Township Police received a cyber tip in September 2024 concerning child pornography on Langley's electronic devices. A search of his home revealed more of the material. And the following funeral announcements: service for 84-year-old Agnes F. Montini, Monday at 1 o'clock, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian.